This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. German police today arrested a 28-year-old man in connection with explosions last week targeting the bus of a German soccer team. Two people were hurt, including a player with shrapnel wounds. Authorities now say the incident has no extremist connection, but instead may have been an elaborate scheme to manipulate a stock. The soccer team, Borussia Dortmund, is a publicly traded company. The BBC's Damian McGinnis has details for us from Berlin on what police suspect this guy did.
Prosecutors now suspect that he took out a loan. He then bought put options on shares of this football team, Borussia Dortmund, worth around about $83,000. You know, this, as you know, David, is a way of betting on the share price falling. What he wanted to do with this attack was seriously injure teammates or maybe possibly even kill teammates in order that the share price go down so much that he would then win a lot of money. Now, the share price did indeed fall after the attack and then fell further when this team sort of lost the game a day later and was pushed out of the league. But apparently he was found by investigators because he had bought these share options online from an IP address in the same hotel where the team had been staying and where he had also booked a room with a view over the road where this team bus was on its way to the stadium, where it allegedly, it seems, prosecutors believe that he activated the bombs remotely from his hotel room.
Now, worth a reminder that some European sports clubs are publicly traded companies. You can buy stock in a soccer team there.
Yeah, that's right. And that's quite a common thing here in Europe. But I think what was also interesting about this particular attack, there was a lot of confusion when it happened. There are a couple of letters claiming responsibility on behalf of so-called Islamic State, but another letter claimed responsibility on behalf of right-wing extremists. So there's a lot of confusion what was behind the attack. A lot of speculation in the international media. Here in Germany, though, a lot of people were quite cautious because we've had various attacks over the past years in which people have assumed it was Islamist in nature, and it turns out not to have been.
Yes, now under arrest, a financial speculator. Damian McGinnis, BBC in Berlin. Thank you for this.
Thank you, David.